If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Just so everybody knows, my grandma still thinks that we're unemployed. How much antifreeze does it take to kill a man?
Oh my God, that gives me chills. Insane Reddit poll. That was... I had no idea where that was going. If you want guys to eat out of the palm of your hand, listen here. Girls, lean in. Lean in. Tell them what they want to hear.
Just could do that.
Just don't even... If they say, no, I want the truth... 9 out of 10 times,
they don't want the damn truth.
Or they're too Weenie Hut Jr. to handle the truth.
I think we should start giving out Weenie Hut Jr. hats.
Good morning, girls, gays, theys, straights, grannies, grandpas, uncles, aunts.
That was the most zen you have entered this podcast in a very long time.
Thank
that
you.
That was ASMR for
Thank
you.
Thank you. I've been working on my tone.
Oh, really?
No.
Because let me tell you guys something. So as you know, Hometown date tour. I'm with Morgan right now in the great old state of Utah. And I am meeting all her family, seeing all their old haunts, because Morgan's from here originally.
All of our old houses, every single one.
And there's quite a few. Y'all moved around quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And
well, no, you're not only seeing my childhood homes, you're seeing my mom and dad's childhood homes
and
Grandma Janice, everyone's childhood homes.
And we're driving around Utah yesterday, and Morgan's mom, Vicky, can't figure out how Morgan knows her way around.
It's what gets under my skin more than anything.
The concept of Google Maps has yet to like fully set in for Vicky. And so every couple minutes we'll be in the car, she just goes, wow, Morgan, you really know your way around. Wow, Morgan, you're so talented. How do you know everything? And Morgan keeps going, Mom, I have it in GPS. Mom, I have the maps. Like, I'm following the map.
Right in front of my eyes.
And about, I don't know, like 2 hours into this endeavor.
Because my mom was trying to direct us to our childhood home, not realizing that this was what?
28 years ago,
yeah. And there's new roads, and I've never seen this road before, and get to Shepherd's Lane. I'm like, Mom, I don't know where Shepherd's Lane is. I have no damn clue where we are, how we got here, when we arrived here. I don't know where we are. I'm following the map. 12-minute detour later, because my mom swears she knows where we're going. Are we at Shepherd's Lane yet?
Shepherd's Lane, the journey to find Shepherd's Lane was like the journey to find the Fountain of Youth. Like, to this day, I don't
the
know.
The Wizard of Damn Oz.
Yeah.
Shepherd's
Lane is a real place or like a figment of our imagination, but we're traversing along, and finally at like maybe like the 89th compliment of Morgan, I just don't know how you know where you're going. And Morgan at the top of her lungs screams, I'm Dora the Explorer, bitch.
Okay, that is not what I said. I did not say the F word to my mother. I said calmly, I'm Dora, bitch. I have a map.
It was probably the funniest moment I have had in a long time with
Brooke's you. Brooke's recaps of me are always more aggressive than they were.
No, I just, I guess I am not embellished. I like over dramatized, but it was really funny. She was like, I'm Dora, bitch. Like, of course I know where we're going. But no, it has been such a fun time. It's our last day here.
It is our last day here. We got to go to the farm yesterday. My mom's friend Kathy's farm. She has pig named Periwinkle in the house. Periwinkle is a dog. Lives in the house half the time. We saw chickens. We saw lavender plants. She gave us fig ice cream that she hand makes. We got to go to Designer Maddie's house. All the people of the Tube know Designer Maddie.
She's amazing.
Oh, their whole family is AI generated. They're so damn beautiful.
They're the most put together people I've ever seen in my life, I think.
And we didn't even give her a warning. I said, Maddie, can we come by? We're like in the area. And she was like, oh yeah, the kids are here too.
We're going to football in a couple minutes, but come on by. And it was like perfection, like a staged home. I was like, oh my God.
I know. She is, for all of you that don't know, Utah is very advanced in the interior design department. And so all of these Mormon mommies just have the most beautiful, immaculate Studio McGee core houses, and they're on top of their shit.
No, gorgeous. And also for the record, Periwinkle the pig, who does come inside, is potty trained.
So oh my God,
like,
I know.
We're like, how does Periwinkle? And she's like, oh, she just goes to the door and starts snorting to be let out. My French bulldogs need to get on that. Like, what are we talking about?
I know. I was so impressed. She is so damn cute with all of her. I don't know how she has enough hours in the day to take care of all these farm animals, because she makes it look so easy to the point where I'm like, oh, I have a barn. I could totally do this. And then I picture me at 5 a.m. shoveling shit. And that's where the dream dies for me.
It's the farm. It was the gardens. She has a greenhouse and like she has a pumpkin patch.
Oh, and she has a beehive. She sells. Okay. Not only does she make all these things, she sells them at the local farmer market. And she has a brand called Roots.
I'm realizing I'm not using my hours the same way. Oh,
and she's been like this as long as I can remember. Since I was a wee little child, she's been like this.
Because they were next door neighbors growing up.
We were next door neighbors growing
so
up.
So cool.
But what is so funny, Maddie came when we were, because Maddie helped me design my house for free, by the way, because she was doing charity for her dear. She was like, your mom basically raised me. I'll do it for you. And she was trying to explain to all of the Colorado men what a frame TV was, because it was kind of new on the market like 5 years ago. None of these men could fucking figure it out. They were like, what do you mean you want us to run a wire through the wall for a TV? And she's like, it's a frame TV. Like, look it up. That they'd never heard of it. They'd never heard of Taj Mahal. They had never heard of the arches. Damn. And now, because this was like almost 5 years ago at this point, now all of the Parade of Homes houses in Colorado have a frame TV and Taj Mahal. And Maddie's like, I told you guys,
get on it.
Utah is ahead of their time always.
No, it was genuine. It's been so much fun getting to spend time with everyone that I've heard about for so many years, because Morgan talks about our family all the time, but I never got to meet the Utah family. And getting to meet everyone, it's so eye-opening. I see where you get your humor from and your compassion and like...
And my rage.
No, you guys are just such straight shooters with each other. And I also love... Because Morgan is such an open person on the internet. I think everyone can agree that you're an open book and you share everything. And what's been so fun to see is like, your family is the same way.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everyone is so open about everything. And it's
No secrets.
No, and it's so refreshing. Like, it's just so cool how openly everyone, like, good, bad, ugly, like, it's just, it doesn't even matter. It's inconsequential. Like, everything's on the table, and you're so that way, and I see where you get it from.
Yeah, me saying I'm Dora bitch to my mom is not offensive to her, like, by the way.
No, it's, like, endearing. Like, it was, because that's the thing is, it was funny to everybody. Like, Vicky's laughing, I'm laughing, like, because that's just the kind of family that you have. You're just, like, or, like, her and Aunt Susie are cut from the same cloth. And I didn't that. Like, I knew that, but seeing the way that they bounce off each other has been so funny. So funny. Oh my God.
Well, Susie and I are the introverts of our family. So everyone babies. Knows that when we get overwhelmed, we're going to go to the bathroom for a mysteriously long time.
They're going
to
regroup. And they're also the babies of the family.
So we are, like, we are the youngest daughters, but they're a hoot and a half. They're a loving bunch.
Oh my gosh. I got to meet her cousins and her aunts and uncles. It's been so much fun. And grandma going down memory lane has also been such a highlight.
Grandma's on her Chatty Cathy streak. She's a chatterbox right now. She has all of her memories. She gave Brooke her entire life story this morning.
We got to talk for like over an hour.
I know.
It was so fun. And
she has no secrets to hide. And she's like, yeah. And this guy died because he drank himself to death. And this guy died because he was doing cocaine at the oil fields.
She's like, yeah, when I was having this baby, I almost died. But the next one came out real easy. And I was
yeah. They told me not to have kids anymore, but I thought I could do just one more.
And then my husband had to get fixed because he had just really had enough. I was like, yes, I love hearing the interesting history of everybody. And then Morgan's aunt Michelle comes in the door and Grandma Janice looks at Michelle and goes, I just told Brooke my whole life story. I want her to write a book. Like, she has such good stories.
I always want her to, like, podcast maybe on the Tron because she doesn't really know what's happening, but she really doesn't understand.
Have you seen, there's, like, services that you can buy where basically it helps you facilitate, like, an interview that you can have with your grandparents. So basically, like, you set up a camera and you have a microphone and you can set up, like, interview questions. And then you have this, like, video that you could show, like, your grandkids. And, like, it helps keep the legacy. Isn't that cute?
That's cute.
That would be fun.
We'll just show my kids all of our YouTube videos and be like, this was Grandma Janice acting crazy. No,
wild
I do.
Times in her yellow.
Just so everybody knows, my grandma still thinks that we're unemployed.
Does she?
She doesn't know. She has no idea. My mom always tells me that she'll ask her, how does Morgan have a house? How does Morgan pay for things? Mm. How does Morgan pay her bills? And grandma thinks that when, because my parents will sit down and watch me and my brother's videos on TV because they put it on the TV on YouTubeApp.com. No, whatever. You get it. Whoa. You get what I mean. Grandma thinks that we're making home videos for her to, like, watch.
Shut up.
She thinks that we're, like,
it's
making
just for you.
She thinks that they're for her entertainment to, like, you know, like a FaceTime call to see what we're all up to.
It's like Facebook, but, like, times two.
Yes. And when we say we're filming, she still has no idea what we really mean.
She pulled up her Facebook and she goes, you want to see my mom? I go, yeah. She showed me her mom. I was like, oh my God. You were at a restaurant the other day too. Your favorite restaurant, the old Spaghetti Factory.
Yes, the old Spaghetti Factory. And Brooke is going to be sick and tired of going to eat with us because we're always like, it's amazing.
And it's
the f***ing Olive Garden.
No, it was. It was so good. There was, like, a special pasta. It was great. But the waitress came by.
Brown butter and mozzarella cheese.
And the waitress came by and brought, like, an extra, because I guess, like, ice cream comes with the meal. She brought an extra ice cream for Grandma Janice, even though she didn't order anything. And Janice goes, oh, like, you don't have to give me that. Like, why'd you do that? And the waitress looks at her and goes, well, you're somebody's child, too. Everyone needs some ice cream. I'm too hormonal for this. It was really sweet.
The Spinoni. I think it's Spinoni. It was something like that.
It looked delish.
Old Spaghetti Factory fans, rise up. But speaking of family chaos, Brooke, I found this morning. I went on a deep dive on my laptop. That's how you know I mean business.
I walk out, she had her laptop out. I went, uh-oh. This could mean one of two things.
So this is from the no sleep section of Reddit, but it's really not scary. It's more of just, huh?
And you know I love
family
that.
Drama, huh? And
I love that
I think
part.
You're really all gonna enjoy this because I lose interest reading. If I see over a paragraph, I'm not interested anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This one kept me pretty intact. Today's episode is sponsored by Lola Blankets, and I have officially decided Lola Blankets are my new go-to gift because you guys know how much I love my blankets, and I carry one around from room to room throughout my entire day, and every person that has sat on my couch within the past few months has to know what blanket this is. Lola Blankets are made with this insanely soft luxury faux fur, and they have this four-way stretch that makes them genuinely unlike any other blanket that I own. And the best part is they are actually practical. They're machine washable, they don't shed or pill, and they're made to last for years. So whether you need a wedding gift, a housewarming gift, a graduation gift, or you just have that impossible person who already owns everything, this is such a good option. It feels really luxurious and thoughtful, but it's also something that they're actually going to use every single day. And Lola has over 20,000 five-star reviews, so I'm clearly not alone in this obsession. Right now, you can get 40% off select Lola Blanket products with code HEARMEOUT at checkout. Just head to lolablankets.com and use code HEARMEOUT. And after you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. So please support the show and let them know that we sent you. Again, that is 40% off select Lola Blanket products with code HEARMEOUT. Wrap yourself in luxury with Lola Blankets.
Also, if I get sweat stains in this gray shirt, everyone mind their business because I'm feeling quite perspirating right now and everyone mind their business.
Okay? Oh, it's hot as hell up here. I wonder where our friend is. He's not in his car today. His car's still there, but he's not in his car. Anyway, this is called.
Keep an eye out.
I follow my ex-wife's Reddit account to anonymously give her awards.
Awards?
Awards. This whole mess started over on the curly hair subreddit of all places. See, last year, my then wife, Maria, learned her hairdresser was moving to London and she wasn't exactly thrilled by the prospect of finding a replacement stylist, which is a nightmare.
Can you imagine if Maddie moved away?
I don't want to say what I would do, but it would be really bad.
That's not YouTube safe.
Maddie and her mom moved away. I'm dead. What she needed was a personalized hair care gift bag. So I moseyed on over to the sub in search of product recommendations. Imagine my surprise when the number one post turned out to be a mirror selfie of my better half. Glorious golden curls surrounded her delicate features. And in the comments, she mourned the fact that her proud lion's mane may never look this majestic again. I glanced up from my phone. Across the room, Maria lay sprawled across her favorite armchair, scrolling away. Purely for fun, I awarded the post gold, anonymously, of course. You should have seen her goofy grin. She hadn't smiled like that in months. "What's so funny?" I asked, acting clueless. "Oh, nothing, just a silly message in my group chat." And that's how I discovered the woman I married was ruthlessly aggressive behind the facade of anonymity. I can never say that word.
Anonymity.
I can't say it. That's always, I always get stumped on that one. That's same like, with apocalypse and acopalypse. I don't know which one is true. You could tell me. I won't remember.
That's like me trying to spell a restaurant. I cannot spell restaurant.
There's too many damn letters.
I can't.
Okay, so it's not like I expected her and me to grace the cover of Adorable Couples Weekly, but from a deep dive into her post, you'd think we were a clinical study in dysfunctional relationships. She transcribed entire arguments we had about how to fold the bathroom towels, made constant references to that miserable trip we took to Florence when the airline lost our luggage, which was my fault somehow, and couldn't let a "what's the worst gift you've ever received" thread over on Ask Reddit slip past her feed without mentioning the Naruto bookends I bought her for her birthday.
Oh, he's just a nerd.
He's a little nerd. Damn. Admittedly, I dropped the ball there. The rest seemed totally uncalled for, though. Don't get me started on her contributions over on Dead Bedrooms. Let's just say the term cold reptile claw and repulsive little slug appeared multiple times. She wasn't much of a writer, but her work had real feeling behind it, which made up for the poor technique.
Wasn't much of a writer, and yet Little Slug might be the most insane visual. Like, that was a poem in and of itself. That was a one-sentence horror story if I've ever read one.
Like, can you imagine someone saying that about you?
No.
Or like, clam cooter, that'd be the comparable. Clammy cooter? Not me.
Clammy cooter.
Was I pissed? You bet I was pissed. However, if I revealed I'd uncovered this release valve, Maria would only delete the profile and mock me on a new one. I needed to use this information to relight the fire in her heart. With her birthday right around the corner, I studied her profile the way anthropologists study ancient civilizations. Buried amongst the endless comments about her horrible husband, there was a gloomy post about Maria's favorite band t-shirts, which didn't fit anymore, and another agonizing how badly it hurt her knowing she'd never enjoy her mother's cooking again. A vague idea took root in my mind. Up in the attic, I rummaged through musty boxes, gathering those old threads together. On the big day, Her Royal Highness unfurled a blanket stitched together from the old t-shirts that she loved. "Do you like it?" I asked. She came at me with a flurry of kisses. I gave her hand an affectionate squeeze and promised the celebrations weren't done yet. "I'm making a special celebration dinner, your mother's spaghetti bolognese." I'd hoped that might mark a turning point in our marriage, but Maria couldn't even wait till the morning to post again. My jackass husband destroyed clothes with deep sentimental value. Had to wolf down partner's attempt at my mom's recipes. Good thing she's already dead because this would have literally killed her.
She's a bitch. Tommy, she's a bitch.
What? She lied straight to my face. I couldn't believe it. Because I couldn't keep my irritation bottled up inside, the toxicity from her posts soon seeped over in our day-to-day lives. Arguments about what to watch on TV would escalate until we both screamed so loud our faces turned purple. We'd side-eye one another for chewing noisily, and if we so much as brushed arms while lying next to each other, icy finger jolts ran through me. Maria's attitude became more and more like her online alias. By now, vague threats underpinned her posts. My husband sleeps with his mouth open. It makes me want to throat punch him. It's so suffocating living with my significant other. I swear, sometimes I could just slip a noose around his neck. In the comments, a tsunami of people agreed she married the most unbearable prick on planet Earth, possibly even the galaxy. One Redditor asked her to cheat on me and write a dissertation about the experience. There was no point delaying the facts. The rot had eroded our marriage's very foundation. For my own benefit, I stopped obsessively refreshing the profile because what was the point? Emotionally speaking, I've already checked out. Fair. In need of a good detox, I renewed my gym membership and went drinking on weeknights with high school buddies. Very soon, Maria and I became strangers, living under the same roof, homing in an inevitable messy divorce. A month later, our sixth wedding anniversary came looming over the horizon. I expected, or hoped even, the big day might pass without fanfare. Whatever celebrations I planned would only get shredded online. Imagine my surprise when Maria suggested a romantic candlelit dinner. Even said she would cook. As much as she'd hurt me, the memory of the love we once shared compelled me to at least try giving our marriage the kiss of life. I spent hours agonizing over a magical gift, one even the most cynical of Redditors couldn't trash. My light bulb moment came while chopping onions late one evening, and boy, it was a doozy. On the big night, a thick aroma of garlic and baking bread, he spelled bread wrong, a baking bread, wafted out from down the hall, which set my stomach grumbling, already anticipating a nice hot meal. With the sauce simmering on the stove, Maria disappeared upstairs and slipped into a form-hugging purple dress.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la, Maria.
She sat me down at the lounge table, promised the food wouldn't take much longer. I offered her a wrapped gift box, but she said we should exchange presents after dessert, and then she disappeared into the kitchen. When the door swung shut behind her, I sunk into my chair, mystified. The abrupt U-turn in her demeanor almost gave me whiplash, which spurred such a dramatic shift. I dreaded a tense evening full of snide, cutting remarks. No doubt, her profile would be full of emotional essays on how terrible she felt about putting me down and how it took our relationship reaching the absolute brink to make her realize what an incredible, supportive spouse she had. I grabbed my phone and opened Reddit. Rather than gush about her wonderful husband, the post continued on like they did before, explaining how I weighed her down. Thousands had been made since I stopped checking. One day alone, she posted 46 times. 46. I scrolled with a mounting sense of dread, my heart doing pirouettes in my chest. I think my husband's on the verge of walking out. Partner stole 5 years of my life. Now he runs around with his dumb friends. How do I make him pay? Intrusive thoughts keep telling me to murder my husband, and it's getting harder to ignore. These unhinged rants span 24 subreddits, half of which banned her due to threats of violence. Several dedicated followers encouraged her along this path. She'd officially lost it, plunged off the deep end, lost the last of her marbles. One post in particular had caught my eye in No Stupid Questions. Made the same night, Maria suggested we had dinner. How much antifreeze does it take to kill a man?
Oh my God, that gives me chills.
Just then, she came through the door carrying two plates and set them down on the table. As she slid next to me, a dry gulp seized my throat. My eyes flickered down toward the dish, back at her. I drew a deep inhale and forced a smile. Smells delicious. Of course she wasn't poisoning me. How could I even think such a ridiculous thing? Just to be sure, though, I twisted some spaghetti around in a fork, held it up to Maria's mouth, and insisted she take a bite first. You work so hard. You deserve it. Those luscious lips pursed shut. Maria's eyes whipped between me, the fork, big and frightened. Is something wrong? I asked, my heart doing pirouettes in my chest again. Wrestling the fork from me, she insisted I take the first bite, and she tried stabbing it into my mouth. With my mouth clamped shut tighter than a vice grip, I twisted my head from side to side. Maria accused me of insulting her cooking. How could you? And on our anniversary? I took a deep, shuddery inhale. Honey, did you use any special ingredients? Those eyes, those big puppy dog's eyes that I was once so enamored with, shot open wide. Before I could react, Maria grabbed a knife off the table. Fueled by adrenaline, I stood so suddenly, my chair hit the wall. As she lunged at me, my hands groped along the table for something, anything to defend myself with. They landed on her anniversary present. The knife came down in shining arc. At the very last second, I held the gift box in front of my chest like a shield. The blade pierced the outer packaging, becoming wedged on the contents inside. And before Maria could wrestle the knife free, I threw my arms around her waist, scooped her up into the air, and dumped her on the wooden floor.
I know that's right.
Her anniversary present, a chopping board engraved with my mother-in-law's spaghetti bolognese recipe, fell onto the rug beside us. I pinned my wife down, my thighs pressed against either side of her chest. Unable to wiggle free, she screamed and thrashed and called me an asshole. I summoned the police, who quickly arrived and arrested her. After a whirlwind of gaslighting and crocodile tears, months have passed since that night. As a part of the investigation, I shared Maria's posts with the detectives. From what the solicitor tells me, her sentencing won't come up for another 7 months at least. She's currently detained in a mental health facility. She gets 1 hour of supervised internet time a week, and wouldn't you know it, she channels this into Reddit posts about how I'm the worst husband who ever walked the earth. How is she going to beat the phony charges and expose me for the monster I truly am? And once a week, perhaps out of morbid sense of the lost love, I pour myself a large glass of wine, load up her profile, and dish out some awards for her posts. P.S. The only silver lining to this whole mess was Maria helped me discover a bunch of funny cat-related subs, which cheer me up slightly. The end.
Insane Reddit poll. That was, I had no idea where that was going. Holy.
Well, we have talked about many times on this podcast, new deep-rooted fear unlocked. Your partner posting a Reddit post about you. That? Them planning how to kill you?
No. That may, if I,
How? Okay, my only question is, how did he go so long without saying anything? Because I would pull that out. Someone would forget to put a toilet seat down, I'd pull it out.
I get it, though, because it's like you want to keep getting the ammo. Because, like,
right. It's like a drug.
I wonder if they, they must have tested the spaghetti and found the antifreeze in the recipe or in, like, the food.
Yeah, or something.
Oh, my God.
Or, like, found it out under the counter or something.
I just can't imagine, like.
I mean, even threading posts like that, you think would be enough to charge someone with something.
Do you think that, like, what's your take on that? Like, let's say you're venting about your significant other on an anonymous Reddit post and they find out that you're doing that. Do you think it's justified for the person who's being written about to be upset even though it's anonymous?
Hell yeah! Oh my God, yeah. Get a therapist. Call your mom. Call your mom. Call your brother. Call your sister. If you don't want to get your family involved, call a damn therapist.
I know. I kind of feel that way sometimes when I've told, like, anonymous stories about people on this podcast where I'm like, it's anonymous. No one would know the story. I've never shared it with anyone else. Like, if the shoe fucking fits. Sorry. Like.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We do that.
But, like, we don't. Like, I guess.
If you're doing it about somebody in your past, I think it's okay. If you're, okay, like, hypothetically,
yeah.
Say we were currently dating.
Yeah.
And I was, like, telling anonymous stories about my significant other online. I think that would be weird. Or if you were telling stories about Jacob that were not, like, funny, hee hee ha ha, my husband did this silly thing that made me mad. Like, if you were coming on here being like, this is anonymous, but my husband smells like feet.
I guess the reason why he's upset isn't because it's being posted to the public. It's because of the things that she thinks about him.
Right.
So it's like, if you're, like, we recount stories about our past, which mm-hmm. we have every right to do because it's what we lived, but we're not, like, character defaming people. Whereas this person was like, he's upset with his wife because his wife is lying to his face, being like, I love the spaghetti, and then going behind his back and being like, I'm going to barf.
Right, because realistically, if they wanted to fix their marriage, she could be like, yeah. You know what, you did this thing that really pissed me off, and then they could talk about it. But she's putting on a two-faced act and being like, I love you, I love it so much. And then going to her friends and being like, yeah. her friend, not even her friends, her online supporters.
Yeah.
And being like, this guy sucks.
No, that makes, that's so justified to be upset. Wow, I can't believe that. And it's that, the way it's written, it sounds like that happened in the UK because he was like solicitor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess you're right though, because where does anonymity, where does that line
right.
get crossed?
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're married, it's probably a no. If it's an ex-boyfriend or an ex-friend and you're just yeah. telling... The thing is, she's not telling stories being like, this crazy thing happened to me, LOL, or yeah. what should I do about this friend thing that I have? She's like, my husband, I want to kill this man.
Well, and again, it's like you're justified to vent. That's not necessarily the problem. The problem is you're being two-faced and treating your husband strangely.
Mm-hmm. I think the newer age version of that is... Say you were going to go through your partner's phone. And not that I would do that, but if I was gonna, I'm going to the ChatGPT chat history. Because that's Whoa. Where people vent now. And they yeah. say, my person that I know did this. My coworker did this. My boyfriend, my mom, blah, 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 blah. I want to know what you're telling chat about me.
Because that's where you go to find the answers that you want to have. Here.
Yeah, no one's texting their friends the drama anymore. That is so 10 years ago. Now they're going to chat and saying, my girlfriend sucks. What do I do?
And Uh-oh. Tell me how I'm not the problem and she's the problem, even though I'm
right. Tell me how I'm emotionally in the right for cheating uh-huh. on you because
and you better.
I was having a hard day.
Now, speaking of relationship dramas,
ooh,
I have a kind of not safe for work, a little naughty little
read. NSFW.
NSFW.
Oh my God. Before you start,
please.
Can I tell you the funniest thing we heard on this trip? My favorite
oh
moment.
Oh my God.
So my cousin is the most precious little boy on earth. He's not a little boy. He's going to turn 18 tomorrow, but he is a little boy in my heart and I love him so much. He's the sweetest little thing and he was a chunky kid and now he's a grown boy that has a job. He works at Arctic Circle, which is like an ice cream kind of shop in Utah. And I asked him, what is the craziest thing that you've experienced at work? And he, 17, by the way, he said, oh, I went out to someone's car because they go out and take orders from people's car. He said, how are you doing today, sir? And this guy looks him dead in the eyes and said, I'm having a bad day. And my cousin said, oh, no, what's wrong? You're the ugliest car hop I've ever seen.
What do you mean?
Dead in the eye. You're the ugliest car op I've ever seen.
Lost my appetite. And we were asking her cousin, we were like, what did you say back? And he goes, I was so stunned. I just laughed. Like, I was so thrown off. I just had to laugh.
No, but what did this lady call her husband?
He had a slug.
Yes. It's like that. It's like, Today's episode is sponsored by Square. And once you notice Square, you realize that it's literally everywhere. And as I've been mentioning, I just started going to a new acupuncture provider who also happens to be my new favorite person on planet Earth. And when she goes to collect my payment, of course I had to notice she was using Square. And it's one of those tiny things that makes the whole experience feel so seamless. I'm already relaxed and rejuvenated from the acupuncture. The last thing I want is some complicated checkout situation. I can literally tap, pay, get my receipt, and I'm out the door. And that's what I love about Square. It's not just a way to take payments. It gives businesses one connected system to manage things like payments, inventory, payroll, invoices, staff, and more. Plus, there are no contracts, no hidden fees, and no complicated installs. You can accept major payment methods like tap, chip, Apple Pay, and online payments. So if you're starting a business or already running one and want better tools, Square helps you sell, manage, and grow without slowing down. Right now, you can get up to $200 off Square hardware at square.com/go/hearmeout. That's square.com/go/hearmeout. Run your business smarter with Square. Get started today. Okay, crazy. Back to you. Sorry, well, that was my side thought.
Speaking of slugs, I have a little submission.
Ooh.
And I want everyone to really close their eyes and ponder this because it's a dilemma for the ages. And I'm curious to see what everyone's feeling about this.
Okay. It's generational drama.
The title is, Told My Boyfriend He Was the Same Size as My Ex.
Oh, God. Why would you do that?
My boyfriend and I have been together for about a month and a half. And last night we had sex for the first time. Afterwards, we were laying in bed and talking when he asked me if I was the biggest he had ever had, or I had ever had. I asked him if he wanted me to be completely honest, and he asked if I was going to be upset about my answer. And I asked if he was going to be upset about my answer, and he said no. I told him, I would say you and my ex are around the same size. It feels about the same. Deeply upset him. He was being cold and distant, couldn't even look at me, and said maybe 5 things to me within the 2 hours I was there before I left his place. I kept apologizing, telling him I didn't mean that sex felt the same, but he couldn't believe me and kept saying I was only telling him what I thought he wanted to hear. I left around 4:30 a.m. and when I got home, I was telling him how sorry I was and that I genuinely didn't mean to upset him at all. He told me that nobody has ever said something so insane to him and he doesn't think he will be able to be turned on by me ever again.
He asked!
I woke up for work around 10 and once again apologized, told him I loved him, and told him to text me if he needed anything. He's texted me twice today and everything he said has been avoidant and cold. I don't know what to do. I've told him so many times that he took what I said the wrong way, that I'm sorry, and that sex with him felt different than it did with my ex, but he doesn't believe me. He told me he is fearing for our relationship after this. Am I the asshole for saying this to my boyfriend, and what do I do to get him to forgive me? And then there's edit. A lot of people are dogging on me for telling him I loved him so early on. We have known each other for a long time before we made things official, so these feelings were developing for a long time, LOL.
I give him a Weenie Hut Junior hat because if you can't handle information, why the hell did you ask?
If you can't handle the truth, don't ask the questions. OMG.
And at some point, it all feels the same. Like, there's only one
sensation. Well, I think that's the stupid... It's like a dumb question. Like,
it's like... Do you like McDonald's? Like, was it better than it was yesterday? It tastes, it's the same.
It's all good. No, I am cracking up at that because it really goes to show that it's one of those situations. The male ego is something that has always fascinated me because you have to really know as a girl, like when you're dealing in like heterosexual relationships or whatever, because I don't really know if it's the same with guys, like dating guys, but you have to know that guys sometimes ask questions not because they want to know the answer, but because they want a moment for you to stroke their ego. And it's always so jarring when it happens to you for the first time where you a guy asks you a question, you answer honestly, and they get offended by the truth.
They're compliment fishing.
Yeah.
They want you to say, you're the biggest and the best I've ever seen.
I can't imagine anyone doing it like you. And it just is.
It's the same action, bro. Like, there's only so much you can do. I get it that it's like a little, there's a little variation, but like.
Well, it's similar. Like, I had a similar thing happen when I was in like high school, I think it was. I don't even remember. Maybe I was just like living in LA, but some guy was like, we were making out, getting hot and heavy. Mm-hmm. Some guy's like, am I the best kisser you've ever kissed? And I was like, I don't think so. Like, I don't know. And I just didn't really think anything of it. I was like, I don't know. Like, maybe. Because I just didn't understand, like,
why would you ask that?
I didn't understand that there was, like, subtext there because I'm autistic. And basically, he got really upset. And he was like, no, like, well, I think you're the best kisser. I was like, thanks. I didn't understand the game we were playing. And I think this guy was trying to play a game and he got his feelings hurt.
Work smarter, not harder, people. Don't ask questions.
Or if you want guys to eat out of the palm of your hand, listen here, girls, lean in. Lean in. Tell them what they want to hear.
Could do that.
Just don't even, if they say, no, I want the truth, 9 out of 10 times,
want the damn truth.
Or they're too Weenie Hut Jr. to handle the truth.
I think we should start giving out Weenie Hut Jr. hats.
Oh my gosh, should we tell them about the karma coins?
Oh my, yes. Karma coin is similar. I'm going to start giving people on Reddit Weenie Hut Jr. hats. He gets the first one. Karma is my sweet, sweet auntie. She's the best person on planet Earth. Brooke was asking me yesterday, is there anybody that Karma doesn't like? And I said, well, if there was, nobody would ever know about it because I've never heard her say a bad thing about anyone. She is pure to her core.
You said too, you're like, karma doesn't hold things against people. Like, she gets irritated with people. If she ever gets irritated with someone, she lets it go and doesn't hold it against them. And that is a superpower that I want because It's crazy. But no, Karma really is. Everyone's like, you're going to love Karma. She's the nicest person ever. And I'm like, of course. She really is the nicest person ever.
She really is the nicest person ever. And she'll give you a hug that's like 10 minutes long if you really want one. But I think we should start giving out Karma coins to my family. And if you do something good, you get a Karma coin. And if you do something bad, you get a Karma coin taken away.
Yeah.
I got 2 Karma coins taken away when I said, I'm Dora, bitch. I have a map. And I also lost some more Karma coins this morning when my aunt said, my sister dropped me. And I said, is that why your head's shaped that way? I lost a few.
And then Susie went, what? And Morgan goes, kidding. Kidding. I was like, Morgan. And Grandma goes, huh?
Huh?
I was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I need to do some good deeds today to get my Karma coins up.
Grandma was like, yeah, Vicky got, or Susie got dropped on her head. Vicky was trying to pick her up and, you know, it just didn't go well. And Susie's like, is that the time I got thrown off a bike? And she's like, a different time. Susie.
Brooke gets Karma coins for listening to my grandma's life stories.
Oh my
today.
God, no, I genuinely loved every minute of it. Because I don't get to hear, this is the most I've heard her talk like about herself. Because usually it's like, hi, how you doing? Like very like quick little comments, but she's so happy here. Her brain is happy here.
She is very happy here.
She keeps going, what day is it today? We're like Saturday. She goes, we're leaving tomorrow already. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, grandma.
Oot.
Maybe we could leave her here and get... Well, I did offer that. I said, we could leave you here and Michelle could take you to the airport and take you to the gate and we'll pick you up at the other gate. She said, oh, no.
She said, be serious. Oh, no. I can't do that. You be serious.
My grandma is attached to my mom in the way that I am also attached to my mom. And I'm sure it's very exhausting to be my mom and have so many people want your attention.
Grandma looked at me today. She goes, Morgan's a really good granddaughter. I know.
She said, I'm her favorite.
I wasn't going to say that live on the air. Khalid, you're watching this. Click away.
I have so many good things that I found today.
We're calling this the story swap episode.
I love this one because this is kind of similar to what we were talking about as where is the line of anonymity?
Ooh, okay.
Where does it get crossed?
This is the story swap episode where we have all these like saved from like ages ago and we're swapping stories.
Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for acting crazy and spouting conspiracy theories to get my sister to stop including me in her videos?
Hilarious. Hilarious.
My 19, so the boy is 19 male, sister, 21 female, is a, quote, social media chef, end quote, on TikTok and YouTube. I still live with my parents while going to college, while sis lives with some friends about 10 minutes away. Even though she does not live here, she comes over 2 to 3 times a week to film for hours in my parents' kitchen. Me. She will make lunch and dinner for my parents and for me, but she insists that she includes us in her videos. I'm not comfortable with this for a variety of reasons, one of these being her fans have made comments about me that I find highly inappropriate and I do not like. I've asked my sister multiple times to please edit me out of her videos or just not film me at all. She's told me multiple times she would stop, but she still includes me in her videos and goes out of her way to still try and film me. My parents have also told her to stop, but they don't see any harm in what she's doing, so they have taken a passive role in this. A few months ago, a graphic designer friend of mine offered to make me some not safe for YouTube shirt designs for me to order from her, and I did. It gave me the idea to start acting a bit unhinged and inappropriate for the platform she's trying to make. Nothing of this is inappropriate, mind you. I'm not trying to offend. I don't want to offend. Most of what I'm doing is conspiracy theory shitposting. My parents even find it entertaining, and my father has joined in as well, as he also is a bit tired of being filmed.
That's really funny.
Apparently, earlier this week, I got my sister's account suspended. One of the shirts I got has a picture of Ted.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. With the word hero under it. We don't know who that is. We'll fact check it. We might have to blank the name if she's getting suspended. And when she was streaming Monday, she turned the camera on me to ask a question. I told her to stop and she continued. While wearing the shirt, I said, pay attention, people. COVID was created to hide the truth of 9/11.
Oh!
My sister got mad and shooed me away despite coming to me and trying to film me. She just continued to be annoying in the kitchen. Last night, she called my parents up mad because her streaming accounts got suspended because of me. She also got multiple videos of me wearing that same shirt flagged, putting her YouTube account in jeopardy and preventing her from uploading for 14 days. My parents just told her, we told you so, but I got into an argument with her on the phone. I fully believe she's in the wrong for filming me, but I learned this might completely destroy what she's been building for a few years now. Despite the filming issue, I am actually now wondering if I ruined her chance of this being her career, making me a giant asshole. I think that you're not the asshole, because if somebody says that they don't want to be filmed, why would you want to film them? Why would you?
It's this not right.
This is always my question. If somebody says they don't want to date you, why would you want to date them? If somebody says they don't want to work with you, why do you want to work with that? Like, if somebody's telling you no, they're not going to be entertaining or performing at their best or a good participant anyway.
It's kind of, my mom always used to say, like, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Or when someone tells you what they want from the beginning, believe them, because people really don't change up, like, or change their minds often. And it's kind of one of those things, like, he was telling her, like, I don't want to be in this. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, yeah, okay. Like,
and he shouldn't have to be.
No, especially if, like, he was feeling, like, that people were being, and I've seen that so many times where, like, there'll be, like, a creator's brother in the video, or, like, there's a streamer, Kai Sanat, he has, like, a really attractive, like, videographer who isn't on camera, but, like, every once in a while will get, like, filmed in the backgrounds of things, and the girls drool. Apparently he's like just so gorgeous, and there's fan edits of him and all this stuff, but he's not like a public figure. Like, he doesn't have socials. Like, it's just in the background, and a lot of people have been like, is that even appropriate for people to be like simping
Googling
over him
and
when like
over
he's not
him.
Even like a public figure? But all to say, I think the brother was being very clear about his boundaries, and they were just being ignored, and actions have consequences. And that, now I don't know the controversy of like who he's promoting or whatever.
I don't either. We'll have to blur.
Like, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be funny if he came in with like, I believe in the flat earth theory. Flat
just
earthers
crazy
unite.
Shit. Yeah. Like, oh God,
Atlantis,
you could do so
real.
Many things. You could do so many things. For example, our straight brother does not prefer to be in videos, and we don't force him to be because he doesn't want to be. And why would you want someone in your video that doesn't want to be in it? It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then it is funny because a lot of people will comment and be like, they ignore their straight brother and they don't include him. And we're like, he's included. Like,
he
just knows that we're filming and he doesn't want to be here, which is totally fair.
That was like my uncle, one of my gunkles was like, I don't really want to be on camera. And I was like, that is completely fine. I was like, but the back of your head will be in it. he's like, that's okay.
Yeah, well, a lot of people just have really private lives. Yeah. And I think a lot of us, because we grew up with it being normal for people to just share everything online. And I had a learning curve because I started oversharing when I was 17. So it's all that I ever knew. And I didn't understand that people didn't want to overshare their personal life on the internet also. And a lot of people don't want to have anything to do with it. My straight brother doesn't want anything to do with it. He's like, I have a high security job. Like, I'm not shit posting on your channel with you.
I'm not talking about shitting and farting on the internet.
I'm not talking about sharding my pants on the internet with you, Morgan. I have work tomorrow.
Speaking of sharding your pants, the TikTok I showed you last night might be one of the funniest. You guys, we might have to include it because I cry laughed. It's this girl doing this try on haul. She's like, look at my cute dress about to go ready for the club.
And it was a really cute dress.
And she's like feeling good, and she like leans over and she like thinks she's gonna fart, and she sharts in her dress. And she hit the post button. She hit the post
Is
button.
Is that what I should start doing on TikTok? Farting?
You better. No, OnlyFans. You and Lizzie should start a farting OnlyFans.
Good idea. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
That one's for free. You can have that business idea for free. Free of charge, girl. Well, I have another one.
Ooh, tell us.
This is really fun. These have been saved in my, like, I have like a folder in my phone for a very long time. And I'm really excited about this. Okay, this is like a... this one's kind of a doozy.
Okay.
I'll do the one that's... okay, speaking of hygiene, this is a hygiene question.
Oh, God. We were talking about hygiene this morning.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we were talking about the time that you... who are you talking about? What sparked it?
So as I was telling everybody, on our road trip, we went to Little America. Little America goers, rise up. I walked past a guy who looked completely normal. Yep. And had a very nice car.
They normally do.
And I walked past him And it was Brooke's favorite sound effect. And I could not even help myself. I was like, but after he passed, I was like, oh my gosh, is that real? And then he had a cute girlfriend with him. And I was like, are you not bathing for your girlfriend? If you're going to stink, stink alone.
Stink. If you're gonna, choosing the stink life, yes, you better be on your
if
own.
If you're not going to bathe, that's fine. If you're going to have a girlfriend and not bathe, ugh, yes, stinky.
We were talking about that, and then it reminded me, it sparked a core memory of my childhood. We were flying as a family of six to, I forget where we were flying. It was somewhere like farther away, but we were all over the plane for some reason. So like my mom was near the front, my sisters and I were in the middle, like we were all over the place. And we get off the plane and my mom's eyes were like watery. Like she looked like she had just gone through something. And we're like, what? She's like, you guys, I have never experienced something so difficult. Apparently the man sitting behind her had such intense body odor. Mind you, this is like a 4-hour flight. Apparently he had such intense body odor that two people in the surrounding section, like in her section, threw up because the odor was so intense for so long. And I just thought about that. I was like, man, like, the people are
they're
home.
Back.
La, la, la. But no, I was thinking about that, and it segues perfectly into this.
Oh, okay. Is that a new pop socket?
I have quite a few. You like?
I want a pop what? Socket.
It's MagSafe.
Oh wait, can I try it on?
It's MagSafe.
Let me try that on. Wow, I forgot about a pop socket.
My sister Reese put me on.
I'm gonna need one of those.
Keep it. I have a new one at home. Anyways, as keep it, girl.
I walked into my room this morning. Actually, our room, our shared bunk beds, I sleep so good in.
Oh my god,
I like having beds. You above me. It makes me feel safe. It makes me feel protected. Like,
you know what someone said in the Tron? Morgan put a picture of the two of us in the bunk bed in the Tron, and someone goes, "Brooke has such top bunk energy." Like, I know exactly what you mean, and I think
and
I
do
too.
Yes, and I have bottom bunk energy, unfortunately, because I have to pee.
You were talking about what was in your room.
Oh, there was Halloween pajamas.
Yes.
And a little vampire bear and the matching slippers, because last year we got the American Eagle or the Aerie.
Yes.
Pumpkin bear pajamas. And there is one fabric specifically, and these ones are the right fabric that are long enough for me.
Yes. And last year Morgan surprised me with the whole ensemble. She's like, I got you the PJs and the slippers, and I almost cried. And so when I saw that they were on sale or like for sale, I got the whole get up and the stuffed bear.
Dude, Aerie matching. Does be having good sales.
You guys, Aerie, if you're here with us, I love you. I love Aerie so much. I have my new favorite thing of theirs is their they have these like these boxer shorts, these girl boxer shorts.
Oh, you did send me a link.
Oh my god, I have like six of them.
I got a coupon in the mail. When do you get a coupon in the mail? They give me a
20%. You're becoming your mom.
They got a 20. I know my mom was talking about how her and my dad go on dates and they coupon cut at the mall.
She was like, it's my coupon game.
I got an Aerie coupon in the mail. I felt like Brooke would be so proud.
Okay,
tell me.
As to not reveal too much info, my husband has a Reddit account. I work what is more or less an office job. Air conditioning, nothing that requires physical exertion, anything that makes me sweat. Surfaces are all intensely sanitized daily. I wear deodorant every day, and I never smell, which my husband has agreed with. Some days, I don't shower. I'd say there is maybe 1 to 2 days a week where I don't take a shower, but I never go more than a day in between showering.
That seems normal.
If I'm out being physically active, walking around in public, etc., I will take a shower. But if I've just been at work, sometimes I don't. We own a bidet. I change my underwear daily. I always wear clean clothes. I wash my hands often. And all around, I think I have pretty good hygiene. However, my husband is incredibly grossed out when I don't shower every single day. He gets pretty upset on days that I decide to not shower and just go to bed. I still wash my face and my hands before bed, but he thinks that everyone should be showering 1 to 2 times a day, which he does, and I disagree with that. I've asked a few of my friends, and they have similar showering habits to me. I think that it is gross and not normal. He thinks it is gross and not normal, and I really think it's fine. I have asked him and my friends if I smell on the days where I did not shower the night before, and they've said that I smell perfectly fine. Is it actually gross to not shower every day? Am I And me and my are me and my friends that I've spoken about abnormal for going a day in between showers?
No.
I don't shower every day sometimes. But my husband does. My husband showers every single day without fail.
I would say I shower 6 days a week. But even if you miss one, like, nothing's gonna happen.
I think it's the same. I think if you're like, if you're, you've just been like sitting in your house, like not doing much, like, mm-hmm. and you don't shower, or like, for like, I wash my hair every like 4 to 5 days.
Yeah, I think that's normal. I usually do every other day, but I have greasy hair.
Yeah, I do it like every 4 to 5 days, because if I shower every day, then I will go bald. I truly will go bald.
I have, there is this stuff, it's called glycolic acid, something like that. And it's from The Ordinary, but it's this bottle and it's really cheap. It's like $8 and it's a big old bottle with a little squirt top. And you can pour it on a little cotton pad and it's supposed to be kind of like deodorizing and help with like dark spots or whatever. And sometimes if I miss a shower one day, I will take some of The Ordinary acid. I'll put a picture and a link for you, and I'll put it on a little cotton pad and I'll rub it under my armpits and like,
you're good to
around go. My inner thighs. And I also have like the good wipes, like cooter wipes.
I
like to freshen up, but I don't need to shower every day.
I think that boys and girls are different in that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like boys, they just stink different.
They
in my
do
humble
stink
opinion.
Different. Yeah.
Like if my husband goes like more than a day, I'm like, boy, get out of my face.
And I know this is a controversial opinion, but I think when my armpit hair gets a little grown, mm-hmm. that's when the stink comes in. And I know that people say that body hair shouldn't stink, but my deodorant doesn't hit the same.
Well, it's because there's like a barrier in between mm-hmm. the skin, because you want the deodorant to get on your skin. And if there's a bunch of hair, then it prevents that. And I also just saw this video. There's this guy on TikTok.
But people will really get angry about that, Brooke, because they think the body hair doesn't stink. But I will say, no, I only stink when I have armpit hair.
The body hair doesn't stink, but if you're using deodorant to prevent stink, then you have to be able to get it on your skin. And if there's a thick layer of hair, it doesn't hit your skin. And it's really interesting, because there's a guy on TikTok. He's like this pretty cute guy. And his whole thing on TikTok is teaching guys how to have better hygiene. Because he's like, men don't talk about hygiene the way that girls talk about hygiene. And it's really cute.
So true.
One of the things that he is going, one of his high horses or his soapboxes, if you will, is he's telling guys to take little, like, the same trimmers you would use on your, to use them under your arms for the guys, so that the deodorant hits your skin more, so that it prevents stinkage. Isn't that interesting?
Hey, two strays in the chat. Why don't you take some advice? No, I do think that's true, though, because guys definitely stink more at the end of one day than a girl does.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's person to person. I don't know.
It might be even like a hormone thing. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
There are some times throughout the month where I'm stinkier than others.
Well, yeah. With our cycles, like, there's times of the month where you're like, your hormones are different than others and whatnot. Mm-hmm. The more you know. But yeah, my vote is, I don't think it's a big deal if you shower every other day.
I don't think that's weird either. Yeah. If I swim, usually that's when I'm like, or if you're out doing something, like if we're out and we're hot all day and you're sweating all day, I think that. But if you're just like sitting and working at home,
tell me.
Yeah. I'm sitting in my stank.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we have time for one more.
Yippee.
Should we pull out one more?
I'm begging.
Okay. Let me see what we got. My 20 female boyfriend, 23 male, announced my mental condition to a party full of people against my will. Uh-oh. Should I leave him? I have a well-controlled mental condition that I am very private about. I take 2 separate medications twice a day, every 12 hours, and for the most part, it does not affect my daily life. Luckily, I have a fantastic doctor who worked with me to experiment with medications until I found the combination that worked for me with minimal side effects. I'm just saying this to demonstrate that this is not a significant issue in my life anymore, and it's not necessary that many people know. I started dating my boyfriend almost a year ago, and he has been great, just a little dopey. He is not a subtle person, and he can't keep a secret to save his life. So even though I told him before we started dating that I have this condition that is well controlled and I don't really like people to know about it, he went ahead and told his parents. I was pissed, but told him not to tell anyone else, and we got through it. Well, last weekend we went to his friend's party. While they all got drunk, I sipped on a soda. Many of his friends were concerned that I wasn't drinking and kept saying stuff like, it's okay that you're underage, you can still have a beer. Want me to make you a cocktail? I started to become uncomfortable with the comments when my boyfriend, in his infinite wisdom, decides to announce, oh, she can't drink because it affects her medication. Okay, well, now I'm pretty angry, but whatever. No one really mentioned it further. Well, then, a little later, my alarm goes off and my boyfriend, who is drunk by now, literally yells to everyone, hey, babe, it's time to take your crazy pills. He turns to the other people and goes, yeah, she has a condition and has to take pills for it. I just stared at him. I could not believe that he would do this to me. I just met some of these people and now they all know something incredibly personal about me that is nobody's damn business. I hate the way people treat me after they find out, like I'm an unhinged or damaged person. I don't want anyone's pity and it's well controlled, for Christ's sake. I grabbed his keys and went to the car and he followed me asking what's wrong. I didn't say anything, just drove home, and I haven't really talked to him since, even though he's been apologizing profusely. Is this something I can forgive him for? Should I? What should I do here? Seriously, I'm so upset and angry. He had no right to tell my mental private condition to a party full of his friends.
OMG. I think...
It makes sense that he's only 19.
Okay, you know what's so funny is you were reading this and I was all I kept thinking is this is such a 19-year-old relationship.
Right. It's like when you find out the age of people on Love Island and you're like, oh.
Everyone knows okay. That the guy you date when you're 19 is just, it's just for the plot. It's the guy you date when you're 19 is the learning lesson that everyone has to have. Here's the thing. I can somewhat justify him being like, hey, back off. Like, she can't take it because of medication to shut it down.
Right. Because there, even if you're on an antibiotic, you're not supposed to drink, or something that could be like very temporary. Mm-hmm. No one has to ask questions further than that.
I can get behind that being like him shutting down the conversation mm-hmm. to protect you.
Crazy pills?
<Uh-oh>. Crazy pills, unfortunately. is one of the most heinous things that could have been said in that moment. And
especially to a room full of people, because when you meet a boy's friends, you're very nervous. Yes. Like, oh my God, these are my boyfriend's friends. I want them to like me. La, la, la. Crazy pills, especially when you're so young. Like if somebody said that about me, I would think it was hilarious, but I'm 28 and a little unhinged.
And your pill box, she has a pill box that goes with her. It literally goes mentally stable. That's what it says?
Yes. It's a huge ass pill box that I got on Amazon. It's the best thing ever. I'll link it below. And it says mentally stable on it. And it's a little case for all my drugs.
And she'll pop it, that thing on the counter. She'll pop it out at a restaurant. Like it's not, it's her accessory.
But a lot of people are more private than I. And I understand that a lot of people don't need everybody to know. And that's so fair. If you don't, and because it seems like she is just kind of coming to terms with what she's dealing with.
Well, and it sounds like she's worked really hard to manage whatever condition mm-hmm. it is. And I think that's so frustrating too. Like, and it kind of like sparks like a different conversation, but something that I've been thinking a lot about where it's like people condemning you and making and refusing to update their perception or the way that they treat you based on behaviors from a long time ago that mm-hmm. you've worked really hard to mitigate. Like I always talk about it, but when I was a teenager, or like even in my early 20s, I had a really hard time socially like controlling how much of myself I would give. Like I would say I was a pretty, like I could be a pretty disruptive person because I just didn't know how to like reel it in. And a lot of people in my life will still sometimes be like, oh, like, you know, Brooke, she can't shut the fuck up, or like, oh, she's too much. And I'm like, okay, well, when I was like 20, like, but I've gotten better. And it's like people like condemn you based on the version of themselves that like they choose to. And same for this girl. It's like, okay, maybe at one point she suffered, but at this point it's so under control that
right.
for someone to be like, oh, it's a crazy pill and like she's nuts and da 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 da, it's like, damn, like she's worked so hard to become.
Yeah, it's like they're judging you for a past version of yourself exactly. that you have worked hard to evolve out of.
And then it's like, how do you, and then when you meet a whole new group of people, it's like someone bringing up your past is a way to like kind of hold you back from become or letting you be whoever the heck you want to be with these new people. It's so unfair.
And crazy pills is a big term.
Crazy. Hey, that could mean a lot of things. Crazy pills.
Like nobody knows what the hell that means.
It could be an Advil for all you know.
It could, yeah. It could be a Xanax for the social situation. And another thing is, people are so weird when other people don't want to drink. You know that for sure.
Yes.
Because Brooke and I, we don't always want to rage.
No.
But people sometimes don't. People kind of get angry if you're in a social situation and they're drinking and you don't want to, which I don't understand.
No, I didn't really realize how much of a big deal that was until I went on a bachelorette trip where I decided for like health reasons, and because for me, drinking a ton of alcohol can really disrupt, because I have PCOS, I think I've mentioned that here, but it can really disrupt my hormones if I like drink heavily for the month. Like it can send my period all out of whack. And just at my big age of 28, like I'd rather my body be working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, you've managed the risk versus the reward.
Yes, and like sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, but I didn't feel like binge drinking for a whole weekend. And so I went on this bachelorette trip and I was very quiet. Like it wasn't like I was announcing to the room like I'm not gonna drink and like you guys go ahead. Like I paid for, like they were going on this booze cruise, like I paid my share of that even though I knew I wasn't gonna drink. Like I paid for my share of like the winery trip even though I kept it to myself. It was like a me thing. And the girls on this trip were so deeply offended that I wasn't drinking, to the point where there was a confrontation. I had never met these girls before. There was a confrontation that I was making the weekend about myself because I wasn't putting the bride's wants of all of her friends drinking with her above my own wants. And I left that. I left it early. I was like, I'm going to let you, if I'm being so disruptive, like I'm going to let you guys like
I'm
rage
gonna let you
and,
finish.
And have fun and go do you. Like, I don't want to be the problem, but I remember.
No, because it's not like you're announcing to everybody, I don't drink, in a way that's judgmental of them wanting to drink.
And mind you, that conversation happened after I bought everyone around drinks at the bar we were at. Like, it wasn't like I wasn't participating or in being a downer. Like, I was having just as much fun, but it was more so. And another girl at the wedding pulled me aside, like, after the fact, and she was like, she like that girl in specific, the one who was feeling all these big feelings about it. It wasn't the bride. It was one of her friends. She has a hard time because she feels like anyone who isn't participating the way she is being judgmental. And it wasn't until that was explained to me that I realized in most situations that I've been in where people are thrown off when you're not drinking or participating the way that everyone else is. It was the first time I ever considered that it was like a path, like, that they might feel like you were feeling like better than it or above it.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even considered that until that was brought to my attention. So I empathize deeply with people who like can't drink or don't want to drink in situations that there's so much
pressure.
People
really push it though. It's like, I'm not saying you can, I just don't want to. Like,
yeah. And it shouldn't impact you much.
That's what I mean. It shouldn't impact your night whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like based on what I think. You shouldn't have to disclose what you're drinking, what you're eating, what you're doing. Oh, and he's got his AirPod Maxes on again. Bro, he has a nice-ass car and some AirPod Maxes. Oh, he's gone. Where'd he go? I can't see.
He's walking down the sidewalk.
He walks.
We need photo evidence.
This damn teepee is in my way.
There he goes.
Yeah, I think maybe this 19-year-old boyfriend is your learning lesson, and you can find a boyfriend that's not going to say you're on crazy pills.
No, I think that anyone who's trying to air out your laundry in a social situation, or it's like, you know what it's giving a little bit? You know, like when you were in middle school and you're like with your girlfriend and you're in a group of boys and the girl's like, oh my God, like, why'd you dress, like your girlfriend's like, why'd you dress up like that? Like, oh my God.
Why'd you do your makeup like that? Who are you trying to impress?
Who are you trying to impress? Like, why are you doing that? It's giving very much like putting you down in order to make yourself feel better a little bit. Maybe. Or he's
next on the train for some crazy pills. Try it. Maybe they'll help.
What was Weenie Hut Junior alert?
Yeah, he gets a Weenie Hut Junior hat. Two have been given out today. Who's next? All of you are negative karma coins and no Weenie Hut and Weenie Hut Junior hats.
Period.
You're going to be looking like a circus clown.
I know that's right.
Well, I think we're going to do something fun and exciting.
Are you going to tell them what we're going to do?
Plan of action. I think we should do an ultimate swig taste test with all of their Hot Topic drinks, because it's not something that we can do everywhere. And we have approximately T minus 3 hours until Brooke has to leave, which I'm going to be so sad. We're leaving tomorrow and Brooke's going to be here for tonight.
Grandma keeps going, "You're leaving?"
I know. It's going to be so sad.
I know.
Our trip was complete with you here.
What?
I know. It was so fun. She got to meet all my Sims.
I loved being here. I don't have like a big, big, big extended family. So it was just so much fun.
We'll adopt you. And
I felt adopted. I really did.
Carmi will get you a sticker.
Carmi's like, "Hi, my girl." I was like, "My girl. Okay. Thanks, Carmi."
Well, this has been very fun. Weenie Hut Jr., check yourself once or twice a day take your crazy pills if you need to.
Nothing crazy about taking some pills.
I'll
leave
my mentally stable case below.
Love you guys.
My mom has one too. Bye.